Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Get Lost by Barry Hill. When I first went blind, I went to a school for the blind in Liverpool and would have liked to have stayed living there. Liverpool, not the school. But it was just too big. I could have probably managed it given time, but I felt that compact would suit my future outlook, or literal lack of it. So I came back to my little hometown that I know as well as the back of my hand. I've got to say that the back of my hand has scars from my accident that I haven't seen, and they're much older and more worn than they were when I last saw them. Pretty much the same as my hometown, really. But despite the attempts of the town council to confuse and confound me, I still know my way around well enough to guide sighted people. I think it's a natural thing for blind people to quickly develop a mental map, a sort of 3D moving map in the head. I suppose it's like my own GPS system, but without getting lorries stuck under bridges. As I walk, the map moves with me. Or do I move with the map? Well, regardless, I usually know where I am. It even works in cars if I concentrate, or am being driven by a taxi driver who I always get the feeling believes he knows better than I do where I live. However, there are times when I can still get lost in my town centre. There's one particular place where I do regularly get lost. My town has a very nice Grade 2 Victorian indoor market. It's made up of stalls in a grid pattern with walkways between. There are three sets of doors across the top and bottom and one at either side. In the middle is a large round stall, and this is where my problem lies. It's pretty easy for me to judge how far along a straight line I've gone, so I can usually know where I am on the grid lines. But I just can't get the hang of figuring out how far that magic roundabout I go. When I think I've gone far enough around, I head off along one of the walkways, hoping I'm going the way I think I'm going. But when I think I'm going north, for example, I'm really going west. It's like your car's sat-nav suddenly turning 90 degrees. You would be happily driving along the A339 Ring Road around Basingstoke when your sat-nav suddenly tells you that Milton Keynes is straight ahead. Yeah, frightening. I mean, who would voluntarily go to Milton Keynes? You'd think I'd be sorted once I reached a door. Oh, no. Outside, there is a precinct area to two sides and roads to the other two sides, so I've still got a 50-50 chance of being lost. It's not just Florence, Zebedee and Dougal who get me lost. I can get lost on my own quite easily. It's usually through inattention. I'll be sauntering along as much as a blind man with a guide dog can saunter, thinking about where I need to go after I've been to where I'm going, or where I've just been and totally forgetting to keep a check on where I am. I'll cross the side road and suddenly wonder if that was a side road I needed to go down, or whether that one is coming up. That's it. I'm lost. Some days when this happens, and I say that as if it happens a lot, I toy with the idea of just letting my dog guide me wherever he likes and see where I end up. The thing with this plan is that I know that I will end up at the pet shop on the precinct. All my dogs make for this place, with the instinct of a champion racing pigeon. Still, it's useful for when I'm feeling particularly antisocial, or for the time that there's been a mass exodus of every human who I might be able to stop and ask where I am. A few days ago, I was trotting along nicely with my guide dog, not paying attention to where I was, and suddenly realised that the road I have just come up to shouldn't be where it was. Well, of course it was me who wasn't where I thought I was, so being pretty well screwed as to where I was, I asked a passerby where I was. His reply was an accurate, but not very helpful, "You're in Halifax." This is just the town centre that I know oh so well. When I first moved to where I live now, I got lost here a couple of times. I knew the way to the road I live on, but that's where I get a little grey. I think I came here once way back when I was a mere stripling of a lad, and I've been drunk once or twice since then. One day I came home with my first trusty guide dog, Oscar, and set him off to find home at the beginning of the road I live on, or so I thought. You could do that with guide dogs back then. Say, find home, when near enough for them to figure it out and they'd, well, find home. I don't know why that's not part of the training anymore. Maybe it is and I've just not used it. Mental note to Barry, teach Chester find home. Anyway, back to my story of Oscar finding my home, or not, it wasn't long before he started going uphill. Now my road runs along the hillside, so it's flat, so I made him go back and tried a slightly different route. Nope, he tried taking me up that hill again. I tried changing course more, and he took me to a step. That really wasn't right. I turned around and he started taking me down an alley. Well, this really was alien territory for me, so I concluded very calmly that I was lost. Well, when I say calmly, it is inappropriate for a grown man to cry like a little boy lost in the woods. As it turned out, the hill was on the bend just at the start of my road, the alley was just after the first house in my row, and the steps are almost directly opposite my house. Poor dog was only doing his job very admirably, and the stupid human was screwing it up. Now, thing is, these are stories about me getting lost in my hometown or near my own home. If I go somewhere unfamiliar on my own, somewhere out of town, well, I'm like a Tory politician being asked to explain the austerity measures without hesitation, deviation, or twisting the truth to make it more palatable to us proles. Totally lost. Yes, I've got technology to help me out, like the excellent maps on my iPhone. But what if I lose signal? It's bad enough losing my mental GPS in the market. The thought of losing the real thing in an unfamiliar place just stops me from trying in the first place. I take my hat, gloves and scarf off to blind people who I know get all sorts of places around the country and totally understand those who just don't go out without a guide. I mean, if you couldn't see, would you ever leave your house alone? How long has that been there? By Barry Hill. As my guide dog has had to retire, I'm using my long cane a lot more. A lot more than not? Well, no. I'm just using my cane, I suppose. I could use my spidey sense, but it's a bit flaky these days. So as I'm getting down and detailed with my cane, I'm finding things that my guide dog would treat as an obstacle, useful things. Last week I found a postbox. I walk past this postbox almost every time I go into town, not knowing until now that it was there. I used to walk past it on days when I was going to town specifically to post something and I have to go right over the other end of town or right up to the top of the town to the postboxes I know. This week I found a phone box. It's always been there and I've been bashing it with my cane for some time on my way into town. It's just that I didn't realise that it was a phone box until someone this week shouted out, "Mind that phone box!" I don't think it was Superman. Bins are useful, particularly when I've got a dog who spends on the way to town sometimes. The only bin I knew the whereabouts of was right next to my bus stop home, which is right in the middle of town, so, as you might have guessed, this means having to carry a bag of shit right into the middle of town. With my cane, I've found now three more en route, now that I don't need them. I mean, if my cane starts to shit, I'm really in trouble. Even the street furniture that you'd expect would be a massive problem has its usefulness. I know that I turn immediately right at the bin by the taxi rank to find the door to Tesco's. And I know that the table and chairs en route is outside my favourite cafe, so I just need to walk around them. Still, street furniture is more of a hindrance than a help, especially A-boards. They've been banned from Hull and Bradford city centres, and I'm happy about that. So although it is a pain in the arse and frequently the forehead to be using a cane instead of a dog, it does have a silver lining. I'm getting to know my town centre intimately.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.